Sam, how about you coming here? Sam is very new in the work. Not too long ago started.
Yeah, my name is Sammy, and I came to the work in the winter workshop. I came to the work, and I was brought by Maria. She brought me into the work, and I like some other people here, also come from a Jewish background, and I was brought up very Orthodox. But when I was 13 years old, I began using drugs. And, you know, my religion and the Orthodox upbringing didn't stop me from using drugs. And I started very young. And, you know, there was nothing that I didn't really use since I was 13. Mm-hmm. I used every kind of drug, you know, like others, you know, I was a garbage head, as they call it. I drank, I took just any kind of drug I could get my hands on. And in those days, you know, LSD and marijuana and pills and whatnot. And I went through many, many years, actually 40 years of drug addiction. And year after year, I found better drugs and more things to do and more alcohol. And, you know, my life, I was actually in the business world, and I started several businesses, but, you know, one with my family. And throughout that time, you know, I was using drugs. And although I was successful, I was lost. I never really had any idea, even through my religious background, of any sort of God or any sort of spirituality. I knew nothing of it. And year after year, I went on like that, year after year, as I said, for 40 years of drug addiction, and totally lost. I made several attempts at stopping to get high and to take drugs. Several attempts I made throughout my years, none of them worked, none. I was in rehabs, I was in detoxes. Actually, I never went, I went to detoxes many a time. I was married, I had children. I couldn't stop for anybody, for nothing. I tried everything, I tried every way. I tried to cut down. I tried to stop for my family, for my wife, for my child. I couldn't stop. I could not stop. There was no power on this earth that could have stopped me from using drugs. I love my children like any father would. I have four beautiful children. I was married. I lost my marriage and my family to drug addiction. By the time I was, you know, getting up there in age, I once got sober. But it didn't last. I was sober for quite a number of years, but I was sick. There was no way I could stay sober. And as I got up in age, my health was not the greatest. You know, I wasn't sick or anything, but I was my weight was ridiculous, you know, in my 40s. And my drug use was escalating more and more, and I began to get involved with a lot of pills and a lot of opiates and drugs of that nature, and it was really, really dangerous for me. I ingested, like most, more drugs than any man could possibly take and be alive. And I have no idea how I got through all those years. I have no idea, no idea. But I was saved time and time again. But yet, as other stories, I couldn't stop. I could not stop. Not for nothing, not for nobody, and no power could stop me. And came along 2007 in April. I finally went to a rehabilitation, to a detox, and I got off drugs. And I went to my first rehabilitation center, and I was there for 30 days. And when I got out, I was shaky, but I began to to get involved with AA. Somebody introduced me to the concept of AA, and I didn't have any real connection to it. I was told to do certain things, but I wouldn't do them. I was out. I wasn't taking drugs, but I was sick, and I was suffering. And I was told, that AA would save me and would be able to help me. And I wasn't really willing to take the actions, but I did come out, and I was sober. And I met Maria in a few months after I got out of rehabilitation. And Maria also helped me with AA and introduced me to some people, and I began to understand some of the concepts of what they were trying to say, and how they wanted people to find God to stop them, and a power greater than themselves. But AA is a book, and it's a book that people worship, and I couldn't, as much as I tried, and as far as it got me, it only took me to a certain place, and I really wasn't progressing. I was just, and if I would have not found this work, I probably would have gotten drunk again. Although AA is a good program, and it did help me find some sort of a solution, but it wasn't a permanent solution. And so I met Maria, and she told me
in the group, huh?
She was in the AA group. Yeah. I met Maria in an AA group, and again, she helped me quite a bit, and she directed me to some people in AA, and they helped me. And they helped me, but then one day Maria said to me that she was going to see her teacher. Her spiritual teacher was coming to town, and I took a look at Maria and I said, "Oh, okay, it's real good. Your spiritual teacher coming to town." And she said to me that she thought it would be helpful to me, and. I took a look at Maria, and I said, gee, I guess I'll follow Maria to the spiritual teacher. And, I really didn't have much in mind. I of course, I kind of just wanted to get into Maria's pants. And so she went to the spiritual teacher. I followed her to the spiritual teacher. So I came into my first workshop on a weekend. It was in November, and I didn't know much about. I had tried. I made some attempts at meditation at times in my life to see if it would help me, and I really didn't have no idea what it was about. And I actually sat there, and after the first time, I said, "Well, gee, okay, and why, okay, and whatnot." And then I went second day of a weekend and whatnot, and again. And Maria kept telling me I should go back, and so I did what she told me to do. It was after the second workshop, it was after the second weekend workshop that I was there, that something began to be aroused in me. I wasn't really quite certain what was going on, but I do have a background. I am Sephardic. My family comes from the Middle East, the music was very familiar to me. I was brought up on it, and the music just began to get to me, and the movement and whatnot that was going on just began to appeal to me, and I wasn't really quite certain why it was appealing to me. But it was beginning to appeal to me, and as the weekends went on, I think there were three in a row. By the third weekend, I did really want to come back, and I did want to come back. And it came to Adnan had come over to me, and he said to me that he was doing a workshop for 2 weeks straight in December, and that I should attend. And I said, Adnan, I believed him, and. I was suffering. I was suffering, and I needed to find, something. I needed to find something, and the work had moved me. So I called my job, I told him I wasn't coming, I went to the winter workshop, and after 4 or 5 days, Adnan came over to me, and he said to me that I needed to stop drinking coffee. Well, you see, the problem was that I didn't know Adnan. Again, this old man is coming over to me telling me I should stop. I was drinking coffee for many years, and you know, again, my background being from Middle East and Latin and whatnot, we had a lot of the coffee. I thought people who didn't drink coffee were just queer. They were stupid. So when he looked at me and told me to stop drinking coffee, I really paid very little attention to him. I really didn't think he was sane. And I went home that night and I didn't do nothing. And then right towards the end of the workshop, he came over to me, and every day he'd ask me, did you drink coffee today? And I'd say, yes, Adnan, I drank coffee. And then towards the end of the workshop, and I never had another cup of coffee again since that day. And I don't know, I didn't have any reaction to not drinking coffee. Now, what you need to know is, I said to people here, I was drinking 2 huge mugs of black coffee every single morning. And I was drinking 3 to 4 double espressos a day. And I was doing that for about 40 years. And every single day, I couldn't function without coffee. I could not think. I couldn't do anything. I would get up in the morning, and if I didn't have my coffee, I was having a very, very rough time. And when I threw out the coffee, nothing happened whatsoever. I came in, and I said to Adnan, he asked me if I didn't drink coffee that day, and I said, no, I didn't. And from that day forward, I've not had another cup of coffee since December of last year. And there were some other things that happened to me that were very strange, because I could never stop drinking coffee or taking drugs or any of this. I could never do this on my own. It was totally unheard of. And after 9 days of being in a workshop with this man who came over to me and told me to stop drinking, I just stopped. And I have no idea how I stopped, but I just stopped. And I also heard him talk about some stuff in the workshop about eating, how too much food pollutes your body, and it pollutes your body, and purity is what this work is about. And he said something that struck me. He said, you should eat when you're hungry. Well, you know, that was kind of news to me. Like, I really never understood that. I mean, you know, we're brought up in this country, and we're told eat breakfast, eat, and certainly from my background, and eat, and we're always eating. Everything was always about eating. You ate, you know, for no reason, but you ate. And I got to tell you, guys, I was, when I left rehab, I was over 200 pounds. I was about 220 pounds. And I ate like no man's business. I ate evenings, I ate at night, I ate everything fried. I ate meat 2 or 3 times a week. I used to eat ice cream. Anything I could eat, I just ate. I would wake up in the mornings, I remember. I used to wake up. I would wake up in the nights, and the food, I had eaten so much, it was coming up on me. I had acid indigestion, acid reflux. It was coming up on me like, it was real, I was overweight. I was way overweight. I was at least, as I said, 220 or 230. I was a 44 waist. And when Adnan said that stuff to me, I didn't question what he said. I just, all of a sudden, I stopped eating meat. I stopped eating meat right after his first workshop. I decided to stop eating meat, and I decided to stop. I make a long story short, I'm 170 pounds today, and I'm a 34 waist. And that's since December, since the winter workshop.